from VOA News in Washington. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and other members of the Trump administration have denied the accuracy of published reports that the president revealed highly classified information to Russian officials in the Oval Office. The original story, first reported by the Washington Post, is false, McMaster told reporters on the White House grounds late Monday. At no time were intelligence sources or methods discussed, and the president did not disclose any military operation that was not already publicly known, he added. I was there. It didn't happen, McMaster concluded, then turned around and re-entered the West Wing without answering reporters' questions. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said he also attended the May 10th meeting with the Russian foreign minister and Russian ambassador, backed up McMaster's characterization of the conversation, adding in a statement that a broad range of subjects were discussed, among which were common efforts and threats regarding counterterrorism. Several U.S. news organizations reported that the president in the Oval Office meeting disclosed information considered highly classified. The information Trump revealed could jeopardize a critical source of intelligence about Islamic State and the manner in which it was collected, according to reports by The Post, The New York Times, and others. The worldwide ransomware cyber attacks appeared to ease Monday, although thousands more computers, mostly in Asia, were hit as people signed in at work for the first time since the infections spread to 150 countries 3 days ago. Health officials in Britain, where surgeries and doctor's appointments in its national health care system had been severely impacted Friday, were still having problems Monday. You're listening to the Voice of America in Washington. The United States accused Syria on Monday of carrying out mass killings of prisoners on a daily basis and then burning their bodies in a large crematorium outside the capital, Damascus. The U.S. State Department said as many as 50 prisoners a day are being hanged at the Saydania prison. It alleged that the regime of President Bashar al-Assad then is using the crematorium to hide evidence of the extent of the mass killings. U.S. President Donald Trump last month ordered a missile attack on Syria after the Damascus regime's alleged chemical weapons assault on civilians. A Syrian war monitor says airstrikes early Monday killed 23 people near the country's border with Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes in al-Bukamal were likely carried out by the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State with bombs since late 2014. The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. In a lengthy statement that also threatens to impose fresh sanctions on the North for its flagrant and provocative defiance of earlier demands to end all nuclear testing. In a unanimous statement late Monday backed by China, the Council voiced utmost concern about Sunday's launch, described by Pyongyang as a mid-to-long-range missile that traveled 787 kilometers before plunging into the Sea of Japan. The Council statement called the launch highly destabilizing behavior that is greatly increasing tension in the East Asia region and beyond. It further called on all countries to implement the six North Korean sanctions resolutions already adopted by the world body in an expeditious and serious manner. White House officials on Monday continued to deflect criticism of President Donald Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey and insisted the search to name his successor is moving quickly. 6 days after Trump fired Comey, the firestorm over the decision rages on in Washington, with Democrats ramping up their calls for a special prosecutor to look into possible Russia-Trump ties. A cholera outbreak in Yemen has killed at least 180 people since April 27, the International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday. Two Ivory Coast cities were in a state of shutdown Monday as disgruntled soldiers continued firing in the air to demand the government pay them promised bonuses. Reporters for VOA's French to Africa service say the shooting in Abidjan and Bouake had stopped by mid-afternoon, but tension remained high, with shops closed down and the streets nearly empty. A spokesman for the soldiers told VOA that soldiers are not attempting a coup.
That's the latest world news from VOA.